This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At it for another hour on What's on Your Mind. Scott Hennon, Todd Mitchell, Manny answering your calls. Got Kevin producing today. Gary Emmett staying for one more segment to answer a few more questions on a signature gathering effort to clear up the ambiguity in the North Dakota Constitution related to who can vote. Do you want non-citizens to be able to vote in North Dakota? If not, you might want to look for those folks gathering signatures that have the blue sheets and say, sign me up, so that can go on the November ballot and folks can have a say on that, and it can be cleared up once and for all. Okay? 800-228-0550 is the number to call and join this conversation. A few more minutes with Gary, and then we'll return to a couple of the other issues. Some texts coming up of the Starbucks situation today. We've got a new Heidi Heitkamp ad we want to get your take on. So all that coming up on the program. Also, you can email us, ScottH@FlagFamily.com for me, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, studio@What'sOnYourMindRadio.com goes to everybody, just longer to remember. And also text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. So, did you say everything you wanted to say to the caller before the break related to why not just have the legislature fix this?
Well, a couple things. One thing I would say, when the legislature fixes it, it's only the next session until they change it again. So by embedding this into the Constitution, now it's there for good. And ours is very simple. While it's a blue petition, we're really striking out the word every citizen and making only a citizen. So it's very simple, and we've added a small section that says only a qualified elector may vote in any general, special, or primary election for federal, statewide, state legislative district, county, township, city, or school district office, or for a statewide district or political subdivision ballot measure. So it's very simple. It's keeping it so that it is only a citizen, because the way the law is written, or not the law, but the Constitution is, it makes it non-exclusive. And there are efforts, Scott, across the country in local elections pushed by the left to allow non-citizens to vote in these local elections. It's just kind of creeping into our culture to allow that to take place, and it's just not right. America has a long history of only citizens voting, and so our group's called North Dakotans for Citizen Voting. We need petition gatherers and sign our petitions. Today they're in Fargo at the post office. I know they're in the Bismarck Library, but we'll have people all around the state gathering signatures, and if you got any questions, our website will be up later today. North Dakota for Citizen Voting, and we have a Facebook page. We have the question-answer petitions out there, and question-answer type to what the measure is all about.
All right. Let's go next to a Fargo caller with a question for Gary. Go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. One thing that, at least that last I heard, citizens of the state of North Dakota, to get something put before the legislature, had to find a legislator to sponsor them. But state agencies did not. I do not think that's a level playing field. Our government bureaucracy should not have easier access than the citizens.
You know, there is some concerns, even when it comes down to, I'll just speak to the bureaucracy in general, not necessarily North Dakota, but even more in the federal level, about, you know, when they come in and petition, even legislative and hearings, that they sometimes can, you know, kind of lobby on behalf of a state, you know, state agency for particular things. So those are the challenges that we fight, you know, when it's a citizen versus a state agency. So it's a very good point. Agree to it.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Dave in West Fargo for Gary Aminoff. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that in the U.S. Constitution, Amendment 26, Section 1, the right of citizens of the United States who are 18 years of age or older to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of age. And a state cannot supersede the U.S. Constitution. So if someone is voting right now that is not a citizen, they are in violation of the U.S. Constitution, and they are not allowed to vote. Now, I do support what Gary's going to do, because I think the more we can do to tighten up these laws is good. But I just wanted to point out that already it is illegal for someone that's not a citizen to vote in any election because they're not a citizen of the United States.
Well, Dave, to your point, it's shocking that you have cities like Chicago, and we know their politics, and San Francisco and Maryland's got 11 cities where they've allowed in local elections non-citizens to vote. And I would say, you know, early on in America's history when it was founded, they did allow people that were just new to America. They were still trying to populate this country. But, you know, it's been well over 100 years that it's been part of what's part of the U.S. But initially, the way it was in our Constitution, they had some, they were a little more flexible in the first 50 to 75 years, I believe, in America. But it's, you know, we have a long 100 year plus history that this is the way it should be. And, we just want to button it up so that we don't have challenges coming to North Dakota where it becomes, you know, a really toxic issue. Right now, I believe Republicans, Democrats, Independents should be supporting this measure. And we're going to seek from people from all persuasion to join this and support this measure and get it tightened up in our Constitution.
Yeah, and I just want to add that the Amendment 26, that was adopted in 1971. So anything after 1971, if you're not a citizen who's 18 years of age or older, you're not allowed to vote in the United States.
Amen. That's absolutely correct. It's supposed to be that way. Unfortunately, it's occurring. And sometimes there's not enough teeth locally where they don't step up and deal with it.
Thank you, Dave.
Right.
Appreciate that. Here's a different opinion on the other side of this. The conservatives obviously feel threatened about the upcoming elections. Your petition is unnecessary as voter fraud is extremely rare. Stop preaching fear. Start telling the truth. Oh, wait, you're not capable of doing that.
Of course, that's what they would say. And that would be a typical left opinion because they want to open it up. And, you know, just because we don't have registration, while they say that there's no fraud, there's really no way to prove that there is or isn't. We just want to tighten it up, and I think there needs to be some form of things that could come out of DOT so that we can at least identify.
Go back
people.
To what I said earlier. You used to at least. I haven't rented a video in ages. You used to have to show an ID to rent a video. Why in the world would you not have that to vote, which is a far larger consequence?
Well, and the left wants to talk about voter suppression. You know, we encourage all citizens to vote. It'd be great to have 100%, but, you know, this is a free country. You can choose to vote or not to vote. You may protest by not voting, you know, so, but it's really a right reserved for U.S. citizens, and it's not always happening. So while it's in our state law, it's not correct in our Constitution, so we're tightening up. That's all it's about. North Dakota for citizen voting.
Texter says, I'll guarantee that leftist Aaron Oban will oppose this common sense move by Gary. Just another reason to vote Emma for District 35.
Oh, thanks for the promo, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a conference call. Thanks for having me on. Check out our website, North Dakotans for Citizen Voting. And I would encourage you to look for the blue petitions. If you want to sign, check out our website, check out our Facebook page, and we want to do all we can. We only have till July 9th at midnight. Thank you,
very
Scott.
Good.
Thanks, Todd.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. Next question on the docket. By the way, thanks for the calls and texts on that. I mentioned earlier, we'll get to a few things. There is a new ad out for Heidi Heitkamp in the race. Many of you have been critical of the first ad that she came out with, which was, you may remember, family members kind of joking about her loafing and not doing the laundry. And I liked it, but I know some people just thought it was terrible. I think most of the criticism was because it was the same ad that had run in the previous cycle, and they're saying all this attention on the race, and you run the same ad that we've seen before, but in my mind, they thought it worked. So they're going to be very clever with their ads. And here's a new one. I want your take on this. See what you think of this. This works pretty much without the visual, but I'll tell you about that after. But go ahead and roll that, Todd.
She led the fight to open up markets for North Dakota oil. Republicans say she's stronger than battery acid and interested in getting things done. And newspapers, a rare senator who often votes against party. Her independent streak, a point of pride. The most conservative Democrat in Washington.
I'm Heidi Heitkamp, and I approve this message because when it comes to fighting for North Dakota, I take battery acid as a compliment.
All right, so the ad is entitled Battery Acid for obvious reasons, and what it is, the ad starts way out in the parking lot of, you know, a small town service station repair shop, and somebody's under the hood. And when you get up closer, you realize it's her, and she pulls out a battery with that last ad saying battery acid is a compliment. The battery acid thing is, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, something that that Bob Corker said about her. And so your reaction, Todd, when you hear that, what did you think?
I like her choice in pickups since I drive a GMC, and I didn't realize she was a mechanic.
You're looking at the pickup. I like it. And how about
and like you say, it's an old. Why are we going back to old things again?
Well, I think this ad was for last cycle, right? I think this ad was for.
Okay. Okay.
By that I mean that the whole standing by in the middle of a field, I'll be different than Obama. He's over there. They're over there. I'll be in the middle. Not true. So you can't go to that. You know the whole. Do you remember the softball ad? Sort of the cutesy kind of clever ads. I think the problem is people have baked into the cake what they believe that Senator Heidi Heitkamp is. She's trying to change that now. I don't know if it'll work, but it is a clever ad. And I think if you're not paying close attention, tell me what you think though.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner. High, it's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thanks for listening. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to summer. Yowzer! It is blazing hot out there, isn't it? Feels like summer just kind of came on with a, I don't know, somebody flipped a switch and said, fine. You want summer? You'll have summer in May. And hot. But we're a hardy bunch. We're fine. I'm not going to complain about it because I complained about 8 or 9 winters, so I've had enough of that. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow on the program, taking your calls, questions, and comments. That'll be live from the Drone Focus event. If you haven't yet signed up, still time to do so. They have a great event planned. We're really looking forward to being part of that. DroneFocusCon.com. DroneFocusCon.com. And the schedule and speakers and all the things that are happening. They have a nice website to really walk you through everything that's planned for the big day. So make sure you check that out. Starts tomorrow with registration at 7 a.m. And Drone Focus Fest starts at 5:30 to round up the day, and then they do it all over again on the 31st as well. So it's 2 days and a lot going on. DroneFocus.com. We will be there, and we look forward to it, okay? For sure. So check that out. Join us. Okay, I played the ad that is brand new for Heidi Heitkamp in the race. I find it fascinating for a number of different reasons. It's very obvious where Senator Heitkamp perceives her weak point, and that is that she's too liberal for North Dakota voters. That's very obvious. It also has the benefit of being true. And so what is your job when you're raising zillions of dollars from all across the country from big-name liberals? It is to come back to North Dakota and use that money to run ads that says that say basically, I'm not that person. I'm not. So how do you do that? Well, you got to do that with the help of the media, and they do a very good job. So the ad is loaded up with a bunch of different quotes from media sources saying things like she often votes against her party. Well, who said that? The Bismarck Tribune said that. Does that surprise anyone? See, this goes back to that relationship between the vast majority of the media and the left, the Democratic Party. They're one and the same. There's no left politician over here, left media over here. They interchange. They get the benefit. Or what's the other line in here that... she has an independent streak. She has an independent streak. Guess who said that? AP. Now, I don't think as many people as I'd like are going to examine this with a critical eye. Okay? I don't think they're going to parse, well, who said that? For one, you have to literally squint to find out where the source of each of these comments are. I think they're going to remember that somebody said she's strong as battery acid, and at the end of it, she pulls a battery out of a pickup and says, when it comes to fighting for North Dakota, what's the line again?
Washington.
I'm Heidi Heitkamp, and I approve this message because when it comes to fighting for North Dakota, I take battery acid as a compliment.
All right, so she wants this persona that she's fighting for North Dakota, and if somebody says she's strong as battery acid, that's fine, that's great, that's wonderful. I love it. I mean, that serves her well. It's sort of like last cycle, you may remember the softball ad where she's hitting all these things that she, the Republican Party actually put out a new version of that where she was missing all of those hits. Because that's where I think the challenge is. I don't think this cycle, I don't think she can, with as much success, try to say, I'm somebody I'm not. She could before because there weren't the actual votes there. And you sort of had to go trust her. I mean, if I had a buck for everybody that said to me, I'm not going to vote for that woman ever again. I did before. I'll never make that mistake again. I'd be on the beach somewhere. So that tells me that the informed voter, at least, really gets that. Now, how many people that are uninformed voters see that? I don't know. I'm curious what you think about it. All right. I think I overanalyze these things sometimes, and I'm more interested in what your first blush viewpoint of that is. The people that I've asked to say, what do you think? They say clever. But clever means, you're taking something, putting it together in a real clever way, but it's really different. Here's the bottom line on her votes. What this ad is trying to say is, never mind the facts. See what these people say about me. Heidi Heitkamp has yet to cast a vote on anything against her party for Donald Trump when it was needed. In other words, this is the issue you need to really focus on. When has she ever voted with Trump, voted with Republicans, to make a difference on a piece of legislation? Not on one that she, you know. And the opposite could be said. She had the chance to do that on the flaring rule that stuck it to the oil and gas industry, and she stuck it to the oil and gas industry. Who she then says, well, I helped with the opening up markets. Well, you and a bunch of other people, and your bill went nowhere. Got added to some bigger piece of legislation, so you failed doing what you wanted to do. See, these are the things that don't get caught in newspaper stories. But I like the wisdom of the North Dakota voter so much so I don't think that could be effective. That's effective if people aren't paying attention. I don't think it's effective with people who pay attention. Ray's on the road. What's on your mind?
Say, I just was talking about Heidi Heitkamp. Now, one of her biggest supporters is Planned Parenthood. Now, first of all, people need to realize Planned Parenthood, in fact, should be called Planned Murderers, because that's exactly what they do. They take the most innocent of all on this earth, God's created earth, and have no problem killing them. And Heidi not only supports that, but high-fives it. That's absolutely despicable. People need to stop and think. If she did 100 good things, which she hasn't, and once she's okay with killing babies, everything else should be thrown out the window. She is that's despicable, you know. And someday these people will have to listen to God. God says, bring the little children unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. And I just hope and pray, you know. I ran into a guy yesterday that's been a lifelong Democrat, and he said, you know, Ray, I have a terminal disease now, and I've only got about 2 years to live. But he said, I finally switched over my political parties. I am now a Republican. I said, God bless you. Welcome home.
Thanks for your passion. Appreciate your call very much. And I think you've touched on an issue of, why she's never voted on an issue against her party that helped the other party. And it's because there's a grip there. And that grip, certainly by Planned Parenthood, you're absolutely right. That's what happened on that pain-capable bill. Unthinkable. Unthinkable vote on that one. And then to celebrate after, awful. John in Minot, what's on your mind?
I don't like that battery acid commercial.
What don't you like about it?
I just don't like it. I think it's kind of ridiculous myself.
Do you? A little corny?
Yeah, right. You remember, I don't suppose you were old enough to remember when Mark Andrews was running for Senate the last time, do you?
Oh, I do. I covered it. The first race I covered in North Dakota was the Andrews race in 86 against Conrad.
They were also campaigning against him because most of his campaign money was coming from out of state. They said, you don't want people from out of state to buy our senator from. But then not only that, but they also...
Hang on a second, Sean, would you? We'll talk after the break. Don't go away.
0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, Spearfish, South Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump hitched the reset button, progress is now being made again towards a June 12th summit in Singapore between the president and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. and North Korean officials are scheduled to sit down today in Singapore to discuss the plans for that summit.
Today we pay tribute to their service.
Yesterday, President Trump continued tradition, speaking at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day, when we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for America.
We mourn alongside their families, and we strive to be worthy of their sacrifice.
Alberto's now weak into a subtropical depression after making landfall yesterday on the Florida Panhandle. Two people died in the storm, a TV news anchor and his camera person. A tree fell on their vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Confined space entry. Now, this doesn't mean a lot to folks that sit behind the microphone and do a radio show. It might not mean something to you, whatever you do, but trust me, this is a big deal in some areas, and if that's why I said it first, because I know anybody that knows anything about confined space know you need the proper training. And today's safety training spotlight brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and workforce safety and insurance. The North Dakota Safety Council, the region's leader in workplace safety and training, and if you have employees working in confined spaces, you got to check out the new confined space training North Dakota Safety Council is offering. This is hands-on. Your employees will love that. Confined space entrant and attendant course. Students get to utilize the new custom-built training tower at the North Dakota Safety Council while learning all aspects of the entrant and attendant duties. Mark these dates on your calendar now. June 25th, Bismarck. July 18th, Bismarck. They've also created a comprehensive confined space entry supervisor course. Date for that's July 20th in Bismarck. If you need confined space training, don't miss these courses. Register online, ndsc.org. ndsc.org. Click the training registration icon. Their safety campus is world class. It really is good. All right, back to John in Minot, who was sharing some thoughts here. John, go ahead. Sorry to let you, we ran out of time there. I'll let you finish here.
Yeah, that same year they finished building that anti-missile in Nakoma. And they also asked Mark Andrews what he thought about that, if they should turn it on, and he said it didn't make any difference to him. So the people in North Dakota were kind of bothered about both of them, you know, selling a senator to out-of-staters and shutting down that Nakoma site.
Interesting. What I find funny about that is, of course, it was obviously the Democrats saying that about Mark Andrews then.
Right.
And
right.
Now, if you look at Heidi Heitkamp, where her money comes from, it's, you know, minuscule in North Dakota compared to what she gets out of state.
Right.
You know, in my mind, I don't sit there and lay awake at night. I think it's interesting, you know, that there's not enough monetary support for Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota to run a campaign, right? And so she needs to go elsewhere to do that. I think it speaks volumes. The thing to look for is, you know, those individual donations and the dollars that are there, because Senate races now have gotten to the point where, especially this one, there'll be a lot of money spent and there'll be candidates that will raise it from in the state and out of the state. But the majority of out-of-state money will definitely be with the Democrats. But
I think Mark Andrews would have got more money from North Dakotans that year if he hadn't have decided that he didn't care if they closed down that anti-missile site at all. I think he would have got more campaign money.
Interesting take. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Larry and Bismarck wanted to weigh in on the new ad for the Heitkamp campaign. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I wanted to comment on the accuracy of her ad.
you know, she states that she does vote independently. And I think that's 100% true, because a lot of times she votes independently of what her constituents want her to do. That's all I have.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, she is able to say, you know, that she votes a certain percentage of the time with, you know, something that the president wants. But here's what I find very interesting. And you folks are going to determine this, not me. And we have the largest audience of any radio program in North Dakota right now, at this moment, as we do each and every day. And you care. You're paying attention. The amount of wisdom and insight you bring is just makes it hard for me to call this work, because to have that conversation every day, I love it. And she is undertaking an effort right now to have you think that she's something she's not, right? So she hasn't voted with Donald Trump on anything that mattered. She hasn't voted for North Dakota on anything that mattered. In fact, in other words, when I say it mattered, in other words, if she didn't vote for it, it doesn't pass. So any one of those votes she's touting are votes where she wasn't needed. That's not bipartisanship. It was a freebie. And yet when it was needed, like on the methane rule, no. When the vast majority of North Dakotans who support the pro-life cause, and by the way, you can be pro-life and you can be pro-choice and agree when science tells you that a baby feels pain at 20 weeks, no. Draw the line there. No. Pro-life and pro-choice people can agree on that. She couldn't. Why? Planned Parenthood money. How popular is Planned Parenthood in North Dakota? Not very. They got a handful of women that run around in vulgar pink hats trying to get you to think they're bigger in numbers than they are. They're not. That's the crowd she runs with. That's who she stands for. So when that's the facts, what do you got to do? You got to change the narrative. You got to change the story. You got to hope there's people not paying enough attention and you run a goofy ad like, you know, oh, I'm tough as battery acid because I'm from North Dakota. Really? Where? Where have you been for North Dakota at the expense of your party, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Barack Obama? When exactly was that? Just think you can get by with that once and barely squeak by as she did? Don't think you can do it twice. Her poll numbers are tanking. It's one of the reasons they've dusted off this ad early. I can guarantee you they wanted this ad to be more of an October ad. They had to get it out now. Right now. Texter says, tell that lib if there's no voter fraud, why is Mueller still investigating President Trump? Someone texted us a photo of Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes and said, someone from Fargo explaining Bismarck Fuel Market to people who've lived here all their life. You know what that means? We've got a conspiracy theory. And we're sticking by it, and don't change our mind. Fine, it's okay. Was that from the same guy that sent us the back to the school analogy, Todd?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we have one listener on a mission, flooding us with different theories on the gas market in Bismarck. And here's their theory. They said that my explanation earlier of comparing the markets, Fargo, where there's more supply, more independent owners, and a lot of, I mean, like top 10 most competitive gas markets in the country. Bismarck, considerably higher, less supply, as in one pipeline, and less owners. And the owners in Bismarck have decided, I like the price I'm getting. When you put the price up on a sign every day, what other product do we do that for? Hey, competitors, here's what I'm charging. Everybody knows what the other guy's charging. You don't need smoke-filled rooms and conspiracy theories to try and decide what your price of gas is going to be. And so nobody in Bismarck wants to be the agitator. I don't know why, but anybody that complains about it, I'd suggest open a gas station, be an agitator. I'm guessing everybody that has said, you know, I kind of like the margins we have now, so I'm not going to do that. Well, more than anything, more supply will make a difference. The refinery is an example. Here is the back-to-school analogy we were talking about earlier that someone is ascribing to the Bismarck gas station market.
You will see the final bottom line requires the factoring in of not just the material and construction costs, but also the architect's fees and the costs of land servicing.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
Oh, really? Like what, for instance?
Well, first of all, you're going to have to grease the local politicians for the sudden zoning problems that always come up. Then there's a kickback to the carpenters. And if you plan on using any cement in this building, I'm sure the team should like to have a little chat with you. And that'll cost you. Oh, and don't forget a little something for the building inspectors. Then there's a long-term cost, such as waste disposal. I don't know if you're familiar with who runs that business, but I assure you it's not the Boy Scouts.
That'll be quite enough, Mr. Mellon. Maybe bribes and kickbacks and mafia payoffs are how you do business. But they are not part of the legitimate business world. And they're certainly not part of anything I'm teaching in this class. Do I make myself clear?
Sorry, just trying to help, that's all.
Notwithstanding Mr. Mellon's input, the next question for us is... where to build our factory.
How about fantasy land?
I love that show, actually. Hilarious. But, it's not my view that that's happening here. If it had, after this long, I think you'd obviously have a case for it. But it's not happening. But, again, it doesn't need to happen. I don't need to have, bribes and kickbacks and, and who's bribing and kickbacking who, by the way? So you got to, you got to follow the accusation through to some sort of reality. Who would be doing the kickbacks and then? So the theory is, you go to everybody and say, let's keep our price X percent over the market. Again, open another gas station. It'll fix everything. It works other places. Tom, Highway 2. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Good morning. Opening another gas station and lowering the prices isn't going to help anything, Scott. This is why. This is the last time I'll ever talk to you on the phone about this without mentioning names, so I'm not going to mention any names. But I'll just give you the general deal. It's kind of been a hobby of mine the last 5 years to watch what's going on. And in the course of this, I suspect just this conversation I'm having with you on the radio to the key players involved, I would say to you, there are documented, substantiated stories of intimidation. I guarantee you, if I opened up a gas station under one of the major brands in Bismarck, and I'll leave that to the listeners' imagination who that is, because I don't want to give names. And if I dropped the price, they'd run me out of business because they supply the gas. And I'm all for everybody making money, but I think it's really, really wrong that intimidation factors have been used on gas stations that have tried to lower their prices that are within the realm of the circle of the suppliers. The suppliers control the market here in this market, Mandan, and they've used some unsavory tactics, and they know it. I suggest to them that they lower the gas prices in Bismarck and Mandan immediately 5 cents, or, by golly, I just might talk to the newspaper and start dropping names and start substantiating stories that are out there that I've already substantiated. But I think the public would really like to know, the game you guys play. And unfortunately, you have left a trail with ex-gas station owners, scrambled gas station owners, who are locked in a system that they have no way in hell they could lower the price without losing their supply of gas. So I had Scott, and you have a good day. Thank you.
Yeah, interesting. I think if what you're describing is true, it's hard to believe that wouldn't be documented or, dealt with through proper channels. But I'll tell you one thing you said, and it just makes the most sense, supply. Again, I come back to that's why Fargo's lower. 2-3 choices of supply, Bismarck 1. So there again, supply and demand.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you go, everyone's talking about the unmanned systems industry, and you can have a front row seat as industry leaders from around the country come to Fargo. It's the Drone Focus Conference hosted by Emerging Prairie at the Fargo Civic May 30th and 31st. Tickets are on sale now at DroneFocusCon.com. You'll hear world-class experts, see drone demonstrations and exhibits, and connect with industry leaders. You won't want to miss it. Emerging Prairie's Drone Focus Conference. Register today at DroneFocusCon.com. DroneFocusCon.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Having a hard time with Todd today. Really worried about what he's going to do without those Starbucks for a few hours. So I don't know how to console him.
Are you serious? My son-in-law works for Caribou. What have you been smoking in there?
I don't know. Every break, all he does is, no Starbucks today. I can't do it on Starbucks.
Right, whatever.
Two words for you, folks. Publicity stunt. Here to tell you that's what it is. No publicity stunts at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Just the real deal. Been around since 1908. Remember the little plumber? Of course you do. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical, contractor services all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, but it started right here in Bismarck, right here. And now hundreds and hundreds, nearly 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains have their mechanical heating and cooling systems maintained by H.A. Thompson & Sons. So what does that mean? That means, okay, I don't have to worry about it. They maintain it. By the way, by maintaining it the way they do, they get longer than life expectancy out of it. So it lasts longer is what I'm trying to say. because they're maintaining it as well as they do. But if it does break down, and when it does break down, they replace it. They do it. It's incredible. So much so they have customers saying, okay, you're doing that. Can you also do this? And how about that? Go over here and do this supply chain. You know what I mean? The whole works. HATandSons.com to find out more. Call them at 223-3393. 223-3393. All right, what do we need to get to here? I want to make sure we got to all of these. Josh DeMaul has tweeted out quality of life rankings. All 50 states, quality of life. And number one on the list, this is why Josh DeMaul sent it out, was North Dakota. But number 50 on the list is California. So Josh says, why exactly did I move from North Dakota to California? I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. North Dakota's one, Minnesota's two, Cheeseheads are three. There's your top three. California 50th on that list. Yeah. Listener says, if Heidi is battery acid, she has mixed herself with the cyanide of the Senate. All right. Got it. Thank you. What else have I not gotten to yet? Texter says, I like caribou too. They're with you, Todd, I guess, right? I like caribou too. Thank you very much. The Starbucks training thing is all publicity, says another. The employee turnover rate has got to be close to 75% yearly. So in 6 months, there will only be two employees left with training. Very good point. I wonder what their turnover rate is, but that's a good point. But I totally agree with you. It's a publicity stunt. 100%. I mean, they got a bunch of blowback on it because the video of these two black guys handcuffed being escorted out with people yelling, what are you doing? They didn't do anything wrong. Why are you doing that? Why? That went viral. So this is all a response to that. Rather than say, here's the deal. These professional protesters came in, wanted to use our bathroom, didn't want to buy anything. That's against our policy. They wouldn't leave. We asked them to leave. They wouldn't leave. We asked them again to leave. They wouldn't leave. They asked us again to leave. They wouldn't leave. So the police were called to say, here's the deal. These two gentlemen won't leave. They're trespassing. Police come, same thing. Leave, leave, leave. They won't. Boom. Arrested. And by the way, arrested, taken down to the police station, and released. And for that, we have an international race incident. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the United States of America in 2018. And today we have sensitivity training. Who's the sensitivity for? The staff at the Philadelphia Starbucks that said we have rules and we're going to follow those? Didn't treat anybody horribly, didn't do anything else, just said those are the rules. Or maybe what Starbucks ought to do is say anybody, anytime, anywhere can use the restroom at Starbucks. Maybe that they ought to have a little, what do you say, Todd, a little sensitivity to potty breaks for anybody and everybody. Don't have to just buy something, anybody. Don't you think that would fix the problem a little better? And then I wonder when word gets out about that, what happens there? Another texter says, this is Anthony from Yulin, Minnesota. Starbucks may be losing $12 million in sales today, that he has losing in quotes, during that time. But just the simple fact that our talk show host here, you, is talking about this means they're getting way more than $12 million worth of advertisement across the country. So to them, this PR stunt is making them money. I'm not sure they thought of it in that way. Hey, a bunch of people will talk about it, and then more people will know about it. But I do think they thought publicity. Publicity they wanted to get away from and the other. So, all right, more texters. A lot to do here. You're talking out of your hind end on the gas prices in Bismarck. Get the owners on to discuss it. Mm-hmm. The one reason I will not and rarely even buy from Starbucks or their competitors, if I cannot make a good cup of coffee at home, I will not drink it. Mm-hmm. Make it at home. Save some bucks. When you talk about gas prices in Bismarck, it is controlled. All we need to say is words I can't pronounce. I agree about two pipelines in Fargo, but they are more than one pipeline in Spearfish. Or do they truck it in? It's trucked in from a lot of places. Issue is, what does it cost to truck it in? Right? I mean, that's another way to get supply, but it can't add to the price of it. Interesting theories on all of these, folks. God bless you one and all. See you tomorrow from the Drone Focus.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.